This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The previously reinstated beneficial ownership filing requirement is on pause again. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
The roller coaster that is the battle over beneficial ownership information reporting requirements is going for another loop. A previously reinstated filing requirement has once again been put on hold. Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said a federal court has again delayed a requirement to report information to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
The same circuit court, but a different panel, the merits panel, said we agree to hear this appeal, but we are vacating the stay of the injunction that was issued in the meantime in order to maintain the constitutional status quo. Once again, we are back where we were on December 3rd, which is there is no filing deadline for this information as of right now.
Still, Shearer said farmers and ranchers may have to wait a little longer before a permanent decision is made.
I would expect something to happen within the next month or two, but obviously that also coincides with some political changes. We have a new Congress getting sworn in January 3rd. We have a new administration getting sworn in on January 20th. I expect the incoming administration to have a different view of the Corporate Transparency Act than the current one.
As an extra precaution, Shearer said any small business owner who may be required to file should still have their paperwork in place.
That is our recommendation. If you have consulted with an attorney or a CPA, or you've looked at the rules yourself and believe that you are a business owner who has a small business who is subject to these filing requirements, it is our strong recommendation that you have all this information gathered up and ready to file should the court decide to reinstate the deadline at some point in the near future.
For more information, visit fb.org. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.